Blog Talk Radio.
Good early afternoon, everyone. Good midday, everyone, here on the East Coast. My name is Daniel Feuerstein. Welcome to another special edition of the Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show as we talk about the FIFA Women's World Cup, the final group stage match between the United States and Nigeria. Now, obviously, it was an Abby Wambach goal in the 45th minute that gave the United States the 1-0 victory and put them on top of Group D, as they advance to the second round. For the first time ever, the second round has been created, as we have six groups of four in this Women's World Cup 2015 over in Canada. And once again, the United States, I believe they had a much better match than probably their previous two, because obviously we know they defeated Australia 3-1. There was a scoreless draw with Sweden. I think defensively, this match was strong for the United States. Once again, Hope Solo looked solid in goal for the United States. The back line looked solid for the United States. The one issue I think we're having right now, obviously, is goal scoring. 4 goals in 3 group stage matches, and we all know that the women's game has improved. The women's game has been getting better. It has been getting a lot better. Half of these teams are really, really strong. And it's just one of those things where you have to say that we can see that the women's game is improving a lot. And that's great to see, because why? Simple. Because we want to see soccer improve everywhere we go, not just in the men's game, but in the women's game. And when other countries are just as serious as the United States is, then we will see some great action like we've been seeing in this entire Women's World Cup. And, of course, later today, it'll all end up over all the group stages. We'll find out who will take over those third-place finishes. And all I can say is this, folks, is that the United States, if we're being honest with ourselves, and don't get me wrong, I'm rooting for the girls. I want the ladies to do great. I believe they have done the jersey proud, the shield proud and everything, the flag proud. Don't get me wrong. But I think if we're going to be honest with ourselves here, I think this team still is a work in progress, because obviously we're seeing a transition. We are seeing a transition with this women's team. All I can say is that from what I've seen, I think that the future is bright. Now, obviously, there's going to be some changeover because obviously Jill Ellis is running this national team now. It's her team. But I think what we need to see is not so much wholesale changes, but the changing of the guard is coming. And I don't know if any of these players are going to return for 2019. I don't know where 2019 will be held, but obviously we will await that decision as we get ready for qualifying down the road for the women's team. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, the one issue I'm having with this national team, unfortunately, and once again, I have to say it, because while I understand why Abby Wambach didn't want to play a club season for her NWSL side, the truth of the matter is this, is that while she has looked very good, you know, with her fitness, it's her game fitness and game shape, game plays. We're talking about games that she should have played before the season got underway. Got to talk about that, because, like I said before, I was a little bit disappointed that Abby Wambach, who is a big-time player, and thank God she finally scored, finally, her first goal in this World Cup. And we don't know what's going to happen with her. Even though she didn't score with her head, she scored with her foot. I believe it was her right foot, mid-air leap, and a side foot smack. And that's great. I'm very happy for her. And I know everyone's been complaining about her, or some people have been defending her. And let me just say this. Once again, I'm not trying to say that Wambach is a bad person. She's not. I know what she was trying to do, and I understand she did not want to get injured during the beginning of the season of the NWSL. And let me just say that I thought that was detrimental not just to her, but detrimental to the national team. Because basically what you're doing is saying that I don't feel like playing any games at all. Well, you could have subbed in. You could have been a substitute for your club side, and then when this World Cup gets underway, at least you would have some game fitness playing in an actual game. You can practice as much as you want, as the as they say in the trade. You can practice as much as you want. You can practice as much as you can, but it does not substitute game situations. That goes for the men as well. That goes for whatever sport you follow. That, my friends, is why I am a little bit disappointed with Abby Wambach, because you want your national team to be a strong side, and let's be honest, it took her being a sub in the second game against Sweden to finally get some balls, either by head or by foot, on frame, forcing the keeper of Sweden to make a couple of big-time saves. And while Nigeria, let's give them some credit, they are an up-and-coming team. Nigeria is an up-and-coming team. Looks like they are ready to go for possibly another big run through African qualifying when we find out where the 2019 Women's World Cup will be held. But the truth of the matter is this. Nigeria showed some fight. They showed some grit. And at the same time, maybe a little bit overboard with some of their tackles, obviously. And once again, it's a situation where if you overdo it on the tackles, it's going to be really, really tough. But, it's just one of those things where you just have to see. But let's go. But once again, as I'm saying, before we go to the statistics of the match, I thought that while I'm happy for Abby that she got her goal, we should have seen more from her in this World Cup. And when you're on the national team, look, you're going to get heavily scrutinized, and that's where I'm coming from. And I know some people are not happy that Hope Solo is still on this national team after what happened with her and her family with the domestic abuse, fighting within her family. But, we'll talk about that another time. And, of course, here are the statistics of the match, 57-43. On the possession percentage in favor of the United States, on the attempts 14-7 U.S., on target 7-2 U.S., off target 5-3 U.S., and two blocks by both sides. That's even, and that's an improvement in this match, I think, than against Australia and at the same time against Sweden. So I think that's a major improvement for the United States on the offensive side of things in the disciplinary department. Fouls committed 12-8 to Nigeria. Yellow cards are all on Nigeria, three. There was a second yellow card and red card, so that's the one, and that was given to Miss if I can say her name correctly, I apologize if I butcher it, Indodim, and that first card was in the 38th, and then the second yellow, then red in the 69th. Attacking-wise, corners, 6-5 in favor of the U.S. Offsides, the U.S. was seven times offside, even though I think that one, that early goal in the first half, that probably should have been a goal. But the assistant called it offside. So seven times the U.S. was offside. Nigeria not even close to the U.S. attacking. Free kicks, 15-12 in favor of Nigeria. And on saves, 6-2 in favor of Nigeria. So DD making six big saves over Hope Solo's two. But once again, it's not bad to see your keeper have an easy game, even though she made sure that it didn't look that easy at all. So once again, the United States, they advance out of Group D in the top spot. Australia advances to the second round as well. They finish off with 4 points in the second spot in Group D. Nigeria has been eliminated as dead last in the group. Sweden still has a chance as a third-place finisher. They have all three draws. Very disappointing from Sweden, especially Pia Sundhage, who is the head coach of Sweden. You'd expect a little bit better, maybe a little bit more from her Sweden team. But we'll see what happens today with a couple more matches going on in the Women's World Cup as we take a look at those matches in the Women's World Cup, finishing off what's going to happen. And on tonight, we have Mexico, Group F and Group E. Mexico will host, will take on France, and England will take on Colombia. Of course, you can catch that, all these games on Fox National, Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2, depending on where they're being broadcasted. And Costa Rica will be will be taking on Brazil, and the South Korea or Korea Republic will be taking on Spain, and that will Korea Republic will be at 7 o'clock Eastern, Costa Rica, Brazil, 8 o'clock Eastern. And these matches, Mexico against France in Lansdowne Stadium in Ottawa, and England against Colombia at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal, and then that's in Group F and Group E, Moncton, at the Moncton Stadium later tonight, and then back in Ottawa at Lansdowne Stadium, South Korea and Spain. So once again, the United States, they advance as a group. That is, of course, job number one, job well done. They're able to do it with 7 points in the group. And second stage right now, as we get ready, once again, the United States are waiting for an opponent in either third place finishers in Group B, Group E, or Group F. So, and that match will be on June 22nd on Monday night at 8 o'clock. And that match will be at Edmonton. So that'll be an 8 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Mountain start time at the Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton, Alberta, over in Canada. And once again, they have to wait for their opponents, their third-place finishers coming out either Group B, Group E, or Group F. We'll see who they will face Monday night on June the 22nd. But other than that, here are some other second-round matches. Germany, starting on Saturday, June the 20th, Germany is waiting for third-place finishers from either Group A, C, or D, and that will be at Lansdowne Stadium in Ottawa, and then in Edmonton on the 20th as well. China will be taking on Cameroon, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, on Saturday, June the 20th. On Sunday, June the 21st, Brazil will face Australia at Moncton. Canada awaiting their opponent, third-place finishers in either Group C, D, or E, and they'll be in Vancouver at BC Place, home of the Vancouver Whitecaps as well as the CFL's BC Lions. Group E, second place, waiting for Group F winners. And on Monday, June the 22nd, we have Norway waiting for their opponents, their second-place finishers from Group F. And then on Tuesday, June the 23rd, Japan waiting for their opponents from finishing either from third places in Group A or Group B or Group F. So there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I know this is a quick show. I had to change the time on you. I apologize for that. Things have come up that I had to take care of. But once again, thank you very much for listening. Join me tonight on Rabble.tv. And as tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, we get it on. We're doing the second match day, round 4 of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. It should be awesome. It should be a lot of fun. I cannot wait. And don't forget to join me tomorrow, this Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, U.S. Open Cup Round 4 review show here, blogtalkradio.com/ Feuerstein's Fire. So all I can say is this. Enjoy your football. Enjoy your Women's World Cup. Enjoy your Open Cup. And I can't wait to talk to you guys this Friday on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget tonight on Rabble.tv. 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, live or later on archive, U.S. Open Cup round four review show, second match day. Have a good afternoon and enjoy your football. Bye-bye.